There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The famous axiom, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, is perfectly applicable to the current controversy on what to do about illegal aliens. In 1986, Congress passed comprehensive immigration reform, giving amnesty to 3 million people and promising to close our border and punish employers who hired illegal aliens. The 3 million got their amnesty, but the law to close our border and punish employers was never enforced. If we could not trust President Reagan to see that the law was faithfully executed, we surely are not going to trust Bush's promises today. President Bush bragged that we have apprehended and sent home about 6 million people entering America illegally, but he didn't say how many of those 6 million were repeats. The number of illegal aliens in the United States has increased by 5 million since Bush became president. Maybe it would have been more honest to say that he deported 1 million people 6 times. One accident illustrates what is really going on. The illegal alien who drove 100 miles an hour on Interstate 485 on the wrong side of the highway, killing a University of North Carolina co-ed last November, had been returned to Mexico 17 times. Did Bush count him 17 times in his 6 million figure? Bush said, to secure the border effectively, we must reduce the numbers of people trying to sneak across. Well, that's impossible. The Pew Hispanic Center reports that 46% of the population of Mexico would like to live in the United States, and 20% would come illegally if they could. Bush said that businesses cannot verify the legal status of their employees, but on the contrary, the technology is already in place for employers to verify the legality of Social Security numbers. They ought to just go ahead and use it.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts, or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, any country that can't control its borders isn't really a country. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and today is a holiday, and Jeff and I are not supposed to be working, but, hey, we are those kind of folks. We got up early this morning, and you know the funny thing, Jeff, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of July, you just don't see much traffic. I thought the cops would be out with checkpoints wanting to know if I had seatbelt on. No, I didn't see a soul out there this morning. But anyway, it is the 4th of July, and it was this day, back in 1776, that the Declaration of Independence was approved. John Hancock was the very first signer. So when you look at the Declaration of Independence, the first signer there is John Hancock. And that's why all of these years people have said, put your John Hancock here on a dotted line, all right? And when he signed the Declaration of Independence, he made the comment, the price on my head has just doubled. Benjamin Franklin signed it saying, we must hang together, or most assuredly, we will hang separately. Now, those people knew what they were doing when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They knew that they were not going to be one of the jolly boys as far as the British government and King George was concerned. The 4th of July was the date that the representatives, and that's who they were the representatives of these 13 British colonies, and they signed, as we said, on this day. They declared those colonies to be independent of the rule of the British government. By that declaration, the colonies declared themselves to be independent states. It was those 13 independent states which agreed to form a central government and establish the United States. Now, you got to get this because most people think it's the other way around. They don't teach this in our government-run public schools today. The 13 independent states established the federal government. The federal government had nothing to do with the 13 independent states. Representatives from those independent states wrote the United States Constitution. And in the Constitution, which was ratified by those states, it had to be ratified, the states established a limited federal government. Only certain powers were granted to the federal government, and any power not specifically granted to the federal government was reserved for the states or the people of those states. Had nothing to do with the strong arm that the federal government has today. Today we have allowed this to get totally turned around from the way it is supposed to be. Now, regarding the signing of the Declaration of Independence, John Adams said, Independence Day will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to Almighty God. It ought to be solemnized by pomp and parade with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. Adams then went on to say, "You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I am not." He said, "I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, that posterity will triumph in the days of transactions, even though we should rue it, which I trust in God we shall not." Now, there was 56 of these men that signed the Constitution of the United States. Did I say Constitution? The Declaration of Independence. I'm sorry about that. But they knew that sacrifice was necessary to secure freedom. Let me give you just a few examples of what these people did. Lewis Morris lost his entire state. The British ravaged it and destroyed it. Carter Buxton, entire career was lost. He was in the shipping business, and he lost every one of his ships to the British Navy. He never regained enough to get back in business. He died broke. Thomas Nelson's price for liberty was at to the tune of $2 million. He ran up to a $2 million credit debt for the Patriots' cause. Now, let's realize this guy had $2 million way back in 1776. I mean, these were, in most instances, wealthy people that were willing to give it all. He died bankrupt, buried in an unmarked grave. Richard Stockton, a prominent judge, gave up his seat on the bench to fight for liberty. He was dragged from his bed and tortured by British soldiers. Of those 56 signers, 9 died during the Revolution. 5 were captured by British soldiers. 18 had their homes burned. 2 were wounded in battle, and 2 lost their sons during the war. These men were community leaders, business owners, judges, lawyers, and inventors. And they sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that you and I could live in a nation where we have the right to stand up and speak out. Now, let's move along here. America's Declaration of Independence was purchased, as I said, at a very high price. Rightly did its primary author, Thomas Jefferson, invoke God's name no less than 4 times in the Declaration. "Without God, our struggle for independence and freedom would have surely failed," he says. Jefferson, along with the vast majority of Americans, America's founders, knew that freedom was a gift of God, not the accomplishment of men. He further understood that man's law must be subordinate to the laws of God. With the appeal to heaven, America's founding fathers forged a document that would put their own lives at risk, but would also change the course of history. The question now is, how long can we maintain our nation's independence? The forces of global government seem to dominate both major parties in Washington, most corporate boardrooms, and most newsrooms. If the United States is going to maintain its independence, if we're going to maintain our freedom, it'll only be because millions of freedom-loving Americans are willing to fight for it. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, online at jerrybrownfield.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And as we stated earlier, today is July the 4th. And I have an interesting article here by John Whitehead. And John Whitehead, of course, writes commentaries for the Rutherford Institute. He says, the most precious asset we have as citizens is our freedom. In fact, the Bill of Rights is the only thing that presently stands between us and an oppressive government. And that is why it is essential that we voice our concerns and speak truth to power, even if the authorities don't want us to, and even when it may get us into trouble. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution gives us the right to speak out. It affords every American the guarantee of free speech and the right to protest when we don't agree. Do we really know what it means to stand up and be counted? And then he goes into detail on these 56 men that I have mentioned earlier that signed the Constitution of the United States. Those men knew exactly what it was like to stand up and be counted. And he goes on to say that today their dream of freedom lives on. It's because these brave men that America prides herself as being the land of the free and the home of the brave. We look to them as examples of what true patriotism is. But as we see what's going on in the nation today, as we see our open borders, as we see the new 10-lane highway that's going to be built across the United States that ties Mexico City with Upper Canada and even Alaska, and it's going to be the Super NAFTA highway with two railroads, one running each direction, and then there's going to be a big hub in Kansas City, Missouri, where there will be a Mexican consulate set up. I have an interesting fellow here sitting in my studio that just came in to visit with us today. Are you familiar with the thing? You live in Kansas City. You see, you try to explain this to folks, and they say, oh, Brownfield, you've been looking for black helicopters again. You know, you drank too much scotch last night. You don't know what you're talking about. People, it is out there. And if you're a listener that we don't normally have, because this is a holiday, it's the 4th of July, you could be traveling and hearing me for the very first time, I tell my listeners over and over again, don't believe a thing I have to say. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to say, that guy is either right or wrong, and I'm going to prove him one way or the other. Go get the documents. I have over 1,200 files upstairs with documents and stuff in there to prove that what we're saying is right. And until you go actually read the case, the cases, and learn chapter and verse, you don't know what's happening. But anyhow, we're going to have to, it's going to be an education system if we're ever going to get this country back to what our founding fathers intended for it to be. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Gary Brownfield Show, online at GaryBrownfield.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Included.
We have some callers. Let's go to the telephones. Ed, hi, Ed. You are on the air.
Yes, Gary. I wanted to mention that the major reason that the U.S. won World War II was the U.S. outproduced the enemy. With the massive outsourcing of U.S. factory production, if the U.S. would get involved in a world war today, the U.S. is in worse shape than in the 1940s. I remember seeing a movie-tone film, I think I bought it through you, and for blocks you could see trucks that we had turned out in like 1942, 1943. We just outproduced them. Today, American citizens have to worry about the U.S. economic future by insisting on reducing oil, food, and job importation.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know just, and we have this great war machine, it would be interesting to know where those war machines are built, where those parts come from. I'd almost bet. You know, I have...
China.
I don't know. I have a tractor, a Ford tractor, that I bought in 1966. In 1966, I bought this Ford tractor, and we had to tear the engine down. And do you know that engine was made in England? That tractor is 40 years. I've owned it for 40 years and just now found out that the engine was made in England.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, No, you're absolutely 100% right. You said we're worse off than we were in the 1940s. We are much worse off than we were in the 1940s.
I saw a film one time, and it said that the Germans shot down 10 of our planes, and we shot down 9 of theirs. But then we turned around and put 11 more up, and they only could put 3 more up. So what we did was we outproduced them.
Right. I had a lady on the air about a couple of years ago. She lives at Mexico, Missouri, and she was one of the Rosie the Riveters. And can you remember Rosie the Riveter, Ed?
I remember the poster with Rosie the Riveter holding a riveting gun.
Right, right. And she was making, I don't remember, she told me, it's been several years ago, but she was making like 13 cents an hour working in Mexico, Missouri at something. And she went to the West Coast and started making $2 an hour. And during this period of time, as Ed was telling us, we just outproduced everybody. But what we have done now is we have sent all of our manufacturing, even the equipment, out of the country. One of my sons is in South Carolina, one's in North Carolina, and that is big manufacturing country. I mean, that's a high percentage of the wearing apparel used to be made in the Carolinas. They're not there anymore. They're just gone. In other words, they'd have to start from scratch to rebuild the kind of a manufacturing industry that we had by the time we were going in World War II. We've lost it.
Earlier, you were talking about all these people that are working against us. You, in effect, were talking about the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and those organizations, the Illuminati. These people actually work for a world government, and they don't mean the UN either. They mean a government controlled by multinational corporations. Predatory capitalism. That's what it's about.
You know, I'm going to go back to any listeners that we have today that are not regular listeners, because it being a holiday, we may have people that are traveling or in someone else's home or something. You know, it hasn't been 5 years ago, I'd say. Maybe, I know, 10 years ago, because I think I've been on this program like 12 or 13 years, something like this. And you wouldn't dare talk about the Council of Foreign Relations. You wouldn't mention the Illuminati, because if you did, you were really a kook that fell off of a turnip wagon on your way to outer space or something. I mean, those things don't exist. That's all in the minds of these conspiracy nuts. Well, now, I have documents here that I got off of the CFR's website. They have, right now, they have this... they have this document out on building a North American community. And they're going to, it tells exactly how it's going to do it. But 2010, this thing's going to be in operation. We're not going to be using dollars anymore. We're going to have an Amerodollar, just like they do in Europe with the Eurodollar.
I just subscribed for one of their journals. And in the future, I'm going to be able to quote them directly, the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, but Ed, how long ago has it been that people said, oh, they don't exist? That's just all in your head.
I've been called a nut more than once because I talked about this stuff you were talking about earlier.
You know, it's almost, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious. Because America is just going along here. I'll tell you, they can tell you who the... who's going to win the World Series, and they know all about the, what's that show that's on American Idol. They can tell you who all the American Idols are and why they got bumped or whatever happens to them. I've never watched things, so I don't know what they do. But they have no idea of what's really taking place in this country, and it's happening from within. If our senators, our representatives, our leaders just backed up... but they can't even back up the Constitution anymore because the Supreme Court justices have never read the Constitution. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-679-7793. That's 877-679-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-679-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Truly, this man was the son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 6 days.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. During the commercial break, I've been visiting with a couple of the gentlemen that are in the studio with me today. Dale Baird just showed up here, kind of out of the clear blue sky, and Dale and I worked together back a 100 and some years ago. I don't remember. How long have you been gone, Dale?
Oh, about 13 years.
Is that right? That's about the time I started the network, or started the talk show. Well, we were talking about earlier, going into the break, that I said I had a Ford tractor that I bought back in 65, or 66, actually. It was probably built in 65. And when we got into the engine on it, 40 years later, found out the thing was made in England. It says right on there, made in England. And Dale had an interesting John Deere story. Would you care to tell that?
Well, the friend of mine here, Leon, that's in the studio with us today, he bought a new 5303 John Deere tractor and got it home and just had a few problems with it. But before he bought it, nothing was said about where it was built. So when it had to have some work done on it, they let him know it was built in India. Now, I used to sell John Deere, and I used to be, you know, very up on what those tractors were. This is the first time I've heard of an outsource of a John Deere to India. I've heard of computer movements and, you know, et cetera, but not a John Deere tractor, but it's now being built in India, and it's a 65-horsepower So it's that 40 to 80 horsepower range that used to be built in Germany. And now they've moved that from Germany to India. So
I thought part of the interesting story you omitted there, did you ever get to drive the tractor?
Yes, 11 hours on it.
It had 11 hours on it.
And it broke down. In fact, there's a little more to that story. He went out yesterday morning and just tried to crank it and wasn't going to use it just to see if it got fixed. And it took about four times before the solenoid kicked in and it actually started. So he still has a problem.
But it's painted green. That green paint's expensive, I'll tell you.
Well, the other part of the story that was interesting was the dealership told him, said, now, we don't have the labor on it right now. We use the cheap labor in India. However, we sent our engineers over there, so the John Deere engineering is still in place. But this follows what Ed was saying. You know, now we've even moved our engineers out of the country to build a John Deere tractor under cheap labor.
Yeah, we've outsourced just about everything.
Yeah.
And I've got an interesting thing here, and I want to get to this. We have a couple of other callers. Ed, appreciate your call. Let's go to Ben real quickly in Missouri, and then I've got kind of a funny thing here about the 4th of July that I want to share with our listeners. Because it's funny, but it's not very funny. It's pretty serious. But Ben, hi, you're up.
Hi. You've talked about this interstate that they've sold to foreign countries across northern Indiana. Is that, I never heard you say for sure if it was I-80. Do you know that? Or?
Oh, now, no, it's in Indiana.
Yeah.
And it's up in the northern part of Indiana. It's 157 miles, if I remember right. And they get like $3-point-something billion.
Right. That's got to be I-80 then.
Across. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It isn't?
No, it's an Indiana toll road. It was a toll road to start with.
Yeah, but that's I-80. It goes across Indiana, northern Indiana.
I don't think 80 is a toll road. I don't think. You see, it's unconstitutional to use any money to any money that came from the federal government. You cannot build. You cannot put a toll road on an interstate highway if the money was there. If the federal government built it. And I'm pretty sure that I-80 was. I don't have that information with me, but, Ben, I just don't think it's I-80.
Well, anyway, if it's got to be a major
it is.
Highway because from the east to west, because all of Wisconsin and Minnesota has to come down below Lake Michigan and go across there and go across to Cleveland, Ohio, and then it splits up to New York and go south into Philadelphia. Now, anyhow, that is really a major section of highway because all of the Midwest produce, meat products, and everything else goes across there.
Well, now this superhighway, this NAFTA superhighway, is not going to go east and west. There's two of them that go north and south.
Yeah, I understand.
And one is called the, I always have to write it out, it's a Can-A-Mex. It's a Can-A-Mex highway, and it's going to come up out of Mexico and run to Canada on the west side. It'll go through, I've got maps and all that. I was going to talk more about 4th of July today, so I didn't bring any of that stuff down here, and I didn't know Bear and his buddies were going to show up. So you never know what's going to happen now that they've moved me down here into this dungeon. But anyhow, Ben, I appreciate your call. I want to, this is an interesting message about the 4th of July. Tips for a government-approved Independence Day. Now, we've, earlier in this show, if you're joining us first, if you're just now joining us, we talked about the Declaration of Independence and the what our founding fathers really went through to make this the free nation it is, and then how we have let this just slip through our fingers, little bit at a time, just one little thing at a time, and I always like to use... Well, the gun deal is another good example. They just haven't taken all of the guns yet, but they started out, you know, you just can't have machine guns, and then you can't have a rifle that fires automatically. It's got to fire semi-automatically, and et cetera, et cetera. The best example is the smoking deal. You know, when you and I were flying around over the country together back in the good old days, you could sit in a non-smoking part of the plane or you could sit in a smoking part of the plane. Then they went from airplanes to restaurants. You could sit in a non-smoking part and then a smoking part. They've got this thing now. I believe it's in
I believe it's Lincoln, Nebraska, that they voted no smoking. You can't even, to my knowledge, you can't even smoke on the street in front of certain buildings. So anyway, you know, they just start out, they just eke along a little bit, and it's kind of like cancer. It doesn't hurt you at all to start, but it ends up, you know, it's a bad deal. Now, here's what's happening to our government. And let me, I'm about to use my time up. I don't know if I'll get through here between the next commercial break or not, but let's go on. Tips for a government-approved Independence Day. As we go out to celebrate our freedom this 4th of July, let's go over a few things to make your celebration a success. Tidy up your house before you leave in case it's searched while you're out. The police can come into your home and take whatever they want and not tell you. They don't have to knock on the door or they can just barge in. Do not claim that freedom of speech gives you the right to wear a T-shirt that the government doesn't like. You know, they can put you in jail. Remember, we had that happen on numerous occasions during the Bush's speeches. I remember a lady, all she had on there was we support our troops or something to that effect, and they took her out. Couldn't do that. Don't use any illegal fireworks on your 4th celebration. It's for your own safety, you know. And the Founding Fathers implemented a government to protect you from yourselves. Didn't you know that? Fireworks are explosive devices, and you might be considered a terrorist with weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, no kidding now, have you seen, and they show it on television, how you can make a sparkler bomb. Now, don't you kids go out and do that. No, we're just showing you how, but don't you go do that. Come on. They know they're going to. Anyway, didn't you know that explosive devices, you might be considered a terrorist with weapons of mass destruction? Although the government can't find any in Iraq, you can rest assured they'll find them in the trunk of your car. Anyhow, make sure you're buckled up in your seat belts. There will be roadblocks and checkpoints out there. So make sure you comply. It's for the children, you know. Have your papers ready as you approach the holiday police checkpoints. And celebrating on public property, make no mention of religious ideals. Government is good there. I'm sorry, government is God there. You will be apprehended. If your children get out of line this holiday, do not discipline them. Or they may be kidnapped by the Department of Social Services and held hostage until you sign a confession, receive approved psychological therapy, and if you're lucky, you might get the kids back. Show compassion on this Independence Day by bringing an illegal immigrant to your celebration. Or, if you don't have an immigrant handy, you can hug a tree. If an officer asks to search your vehicle at the seatbelt or sobriety checkpoint, do not be belligerent and demand a search warrant. Standing up for your Fourth Amendment rights is antisocial and is not in tune with the new American way. What are you, an Al-Qaeda or something? Do not get upset when the searching officer will not help you pick up your belongings that he has strewn all over the highway as he has searched your vehicle. It is not his job description. And complaining will just get you charged with obstructing justice. And keep your guns at home. You're not going hunting. I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold.
Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned and discussing with you how to celebrate a safe and profitable politically correct 4th of July. I was just about ready to tell you to keep your guns at home. You're not going hunting. And besides, what do guns have to do with American independence? Better yet, turn your guns into the authorities to let them know that you are a true patriot. Best idea may be just to stay at home. If you're counting on your congressman to protect you, understand that the average congressman is also afraid to resist. If celebrating at the mall, you are probably safe, as a mall is now monitored by hundreds of surveillance cameras watched by security forces. So don't do anything that you wouldn't want them to see. Bring lots of cash with you. There will be many taxes, fines, and fees to pay as you celebrate your freedom this day. Do not leave home without your driver's license, Social Security card, birth certificate, welfare card, Medicare card, medical records, W-2 form, and two other forms of ID. You may be asked for them at the police checkpoints. Best, get microchipped and avoid the hassle of carrying around all that paper. Now, you know, we're laughing about that, and people, this is more serious than what you realize. Do not put any anti-government bumper stickers on your car, especially not anything about the right to keep and bear arms. Police have been trained in bumper sticker profiling. This attracts their attention at the checkpoints and makes you look like a terrorist. If traveling by air, do not give the airport screeners a hard time. They're feeling you up, molesting your daughter and your wife for the security of America. If you complain, you could be arrested. Keep an eye on your fellow Americans as you celebrate this Independence Day. If you see anything suspicious, take note so that when you get home, you can call and report them to Homeland Security offices. And remember, you are not a nosy snitch. You're just a great American patriot. Do not mention the signers of the Declaration of Independence this 4th of July.
Mentioning these white subversive terrorists is not popular and could get you into big trouble. Besides, what do these guys have to do with the 4th of July anyway? And you know, this is not even taught in many public schools today. I remember, and Dale, you can remember, going back to your grade school years, we studied things like the 4th of July. And
very much,
absolutely. We had to memorize the, not the Declaration of Independence, what did we memorize? The part of it, I guess, it was the Declaration of Independence, yeah. Do not leave home without one or more little plastic American flags. Get one that was made by politically correct slaves in communist China. Make sure you have one flying from the antenna of your vehicle. You don't want to seem un-American on this day. And do not take a copy of the Declaration of Independence with you, as it advocates the overthrow of tyrannical government. It's a terrorist document and will be confiscated at the holiday police checkpoints. We're going to take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Quicken Loans knows when your mortgage payment is too big, it follows you everywhere.
Hey, guys. Where are we going?
Hi, Big Mortgage.
Dad and I are going car shopping.
Not without me.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
A mortgage payment that's too big can drive every financial decision you make.
Scooch over, little man. The Big Mortgage is your dad's constant companion.
Dad, the Big Mortgage is squishing me.
I'd really like to get a bigger car.
The Big Moo says no.
Don't let your big mortgage payment push you around. Pick up the phone and let Quicken Loans show you how to lower your payment up to 33%. That's a third off your payment. Call 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans makes it fast and easy to say goodbye to your big mortgage payment.
You're not the boss of us.
R2.
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 Am I going to have to separate you two?
Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188 today. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
And we are in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Ed from Tennessee, it's good to have you as a caller on the Common Sense Coalition. What's
well, hey
on
there,
your mind?
Mr. Derry, this is my first time to ever call in. I caught your program several days ago, and I was intentionally, I think it was yesterday you said you were going to be on today. And
right.
So I've intentionally been waiting for it because I enjoyed it. I've violated just about every one of those rules that you just got through reading up.
Well, now, you know, we're sitting here laughing about this, but hey, these people are plumb serious.
I've got two trucks. I've got one of the old 85 Dodge Power Ram, and I've got every kind of sticker on that thing you can imagine. And I don't even carry guns in my gun racks, but I put gun racks up there just to grind, you know, just to be a burr in the, under the saddle. And I have stickers on my truck that says, "Fear the government that fears your gun." You know, kill them all, let God sort them out. Just irritate them, man. You know, and I don't even carry a driver's license, Libby, most of the time. I'll go down to court, take my license and stuff. And so, yeah, I got the thing, you know. They ask for insurance, and I'll say, insurance? What do I need insurance for, you know? But I usually get out pretty cheap. You normally, if you go down to the court, I live in Shelby County, and you know, the judge, if you can show your license, your proof of insurance, they, most of the time they'll give you out, let you off with, I think it's $2 or so. It's some
really?
Kind of this penny ante fee. It, they'll say, well, anybody just wants to plead guilty to a non-moving violation, move over to the right-hand side, and you know, we'll let you off for $2 or $10 or whatever. But it really grinds them, though.
So you've got cheap cops down there. Hey, ours don't work that cheap up here.
Well, I'll tell you what. If there's just one of them, you can really bully them pretty good. But if there's two or more, I don't play with them because they'll gang up on you. They're, most of our police here, you know, are really cowards and bums.
You know.
We get the pretty much the really the scum of the earth around here that are cops. They get on these power trips and everything, and, you know, like that. You know, these what I call the little man complex. Although I'm not very big myself, but you were mentioning you know, education. I've tried. This is just one man's, but just my experience. It's been my experience. I've tried to educate people for years, especially the ministers in our area. My grandson goes to a Southern Baptist school, and I tell them I never met a creature in my life dumber than a Southern Democrat until I ran upon a Southern Baptist, and my grandfather was a Baptist minister. I said, I thought I'd seen the dumbest thing you could see until I ran upon a Southern Baptist, because I take them, I just given up trying to take them documents about, I call them, what really gets them, if you call them their Lord and Savior, George Bush. You know,
you inherited some of his genes, though, didn't you?
Oh, George Bush?
No, your grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my grandpa. Yeah, boy. My grandfather, I had a grandfather over in Arkansas, and, oh, man, he was a hell raiser. He was born in 1886. The things he did over there were just legendary. And that's back in the days when you could get by with a lot of things. When he was in his 80s, he'd walk right down number 10 highway over there in the Ozarks, just drunk as a coot. That's after Grandma was dead.
Now, that wasn't the preacher.
Oh, no, that wasn't the preacher. Oh, yeah. Hey, the preacher in Kentucky now, on my granddaddy's side.
Don't get shot.
He built his own church up in eastern Kentucky. He was born in 1884. And he was also a deputy sheriff. And, you know, he was... I guess it would be unorthodox compared to nowadays, you know, standards. Then my grandfather's son, paternal grandfather, my dad, when he joined the Army in World War II after they bombed Pearl Harbor, he came back in the Pacific almost an atheist.
Hey, we're going to have to let you go ahead, because I'll tell you what, the clock tells me I have to let you go. There's going to be a lot of people coming out to celebrate this 4th of July, and they should be out protesting the rights that they've already lost. And anyhow, I want you to go out and celebrate your freedom and your liberty and have a good, sanitized, politically correct, government-approved and authorized Independence Day.
Happy Trails! Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.